Hi, it's Patrick here, and what better way to start 2014 than in the company of the French? Specifically, French people living in the United States. French language and culture is both beloved and weirdly despised in America. But often the biggest critics of French society are the French themselves. Here's one target of criticism: tech innovation, or perhaps the lack of it. Tech innovation isn't a big priority in France, or at least it hasn't been until extremely recently. And there are a bunch of French, well, what do you want to call them? Entrepreneurs, thank you for the loan, who feel a bit shortchanged about that. In fact, the situation, they say, is so dire that many of them have decamped to California. And there are all kinds of ironies about that situation. One is a pretty universal one involving immigrants, not just French immigrants, but from just about anywhere. And that is that many of these exiles, they'll cling to their native language, their native culture here in the United States. As an immigrant myself, I do the same thing with certain aspects of British culture. I eat Marmite daily. But here's another and a richer irony. These tech-savvy French immigrants, they see something French about American technology in general, and about one man in particular, the late Steve Jobs. Here's Alison Van Diggelen.
Why is it so hard to be an entrepreneur in France, and seemingly so much easier for a French entrepreneur to succeed in the United States? Here in Silicon Valley, the French are leaving their mark. There's Pierre Omidyar of eBay fame, semiconductor pioneer Pierre Lamonde, and serial entrepreneur Philippe Ken.
Je tweet, tu tweet, il tweet, nous tweetons, vous tweetez, il tweet. It's an ER verb.
This is Jean-Louis Gasset, a Silicon Valley venture capitalist. In the 80s, he was head of Apple France. He says true innovators are often a bit mad. But in France, they need to be more than that.
To be an entrepreneur in France, you need an additional dose of madness. The rules are so onerous.
Gasset is talking about heavy government regulation and taxes of up to 75%. These, he says, force French entrepreneurs to be tenacious and to find loopholes. Legal loopholes, of course.
In France, breaking the law is a sport. It's an honor. It's a badge to find ways to cheat the rules.
Gasset had to be creative when he established Apple in France, since the government put out roadblocks to foreign competition. What's more, Silicon Valley's overheated language was abhorrent to French ears.
You know, when our dearly departed Steve Jobs came to France and make his usual brand of hyperbolic statements, people rolled their eyes. They called him crazy, fou, méprisant, arrogant, arrogant, all of which, as we know, was part of his genius.
That genius has made Steve Jobs a hero to many younger French entrepreneurs today.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à DBF.
This is a gathering of DBF, a networking group for francophones in Silicon Valley.
We should make Steve Jobs an honorary Frenchman.
Where others saw Jobs as brash, entrepreneur Jean Forge considered him stylish, detail-oriented.
Steve Jobs was very French in his approach, because he was seeing technology through the eyes of somebody who studied fonts, characters, writing. On the detail, it had to be perfect.
Forge says it's elegance, not money, that drives French entrepreneurs.
It has to be beautiful. Quelque chose qui vous parle. It speaks to you effectively.
But Forge adds that even among the open-minded French entrepreneurs of Silicon Valley, there's still some insularity.
Where the French people gathered, they call that the frog pond. I want every day to have my steak pommes frites and to leave the way French clear.
Not surprisingly, Silicon Valley has dozens of French eateries. I met with Susan Lucas-Conwell at the Douce France Café. She's married to a Frenchman and says the French view business failure differently. Whereas in Silicon Valley, it's a badge of honor. In France,
that's one of the non-dits, or the things that you never talk about.
To make matters worse, according to Lucas-Conwell, French government officials are expert at the business put-down.
You'll hear the administration calling entrepreneurs les patrons voyous. Voyous is a thug.
That's pretty strong. another manifestation of the anti-entrepreneurial culture in France. And just think, the word entrepreneur is French. So while French innovators struggle Sisyphus-like up a steep montagne, they can move here to Silicon Valley and feel an optimistic wind at their back. Here's Jean-Louis Gasset.
We Silicon Valley people tend to think that we run the world. And I think it's a wonderful thing. We are the melting pot's melting pot.
Another French transplant calls Silicon Valley the Mecca, a place where they can thrive even if they first fail. And if they're really lucky, they get to push that rock to the top of the mountain and enjoy the glory. That's the Silicon Valley promise, in a way. For The World, I'm Alison Van Diggelen in Silicon Valley, California.
We have photos documenting, well, what should we call it? Paris on the San Andreas fault line? No, let's not call it that. The French presence in Silicon Valley. We have photos at pri.org/language. There's also a World in Words page on Facebook. And I tweet, rarely in French, but maybe I will do to link to this pod. Je tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.